How would you like a 15% discount to my daily email, the stack of stuff, the show notes, discounts to the conference, all of that? All you need to do is text the word show to 33777. You'll get the annual subscription with a 15% discount to my daily email. You'll get the stack of stuff, the links to the show notes, discounts to the conference, and so much more. All you have to do is text the word show, S-H-O-W, to 33777. Text show to 33777.
Welcome to the Eric Erickson Show podcast, hour two.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. I am delighted to have you with me. The phone number is 877-973-7425, should you wish to be on the program. Come, listeners, I will keep nothing from you. I got a bone to pick. We live in postmodern times. How can you tell we live in postmodernity? How often these days do you hear people say, I feel instead of I think? I'm guilty of it too. I feel like as opposed to I think that. It's a sign of postmodernity where emotions trump reason. I try to be reasonable here. I try to explain to you my thought processes. I try to give you reasons to support or oppose something as opposed to just making an emotional appeal. These days in politics, people more or less try to scare you into a position a lot. I try not to do that. I try not to be a fear monger. Now, here's why. In post-modernity, in addition to feelings trumping reason, individuals have their own truth. Instead of my truth and your truth, people have my truth and your truth as opposed to just the truth. Now, postmodernity, is it really compatible with faith? Because if Jesus Christ is he's the way, the truth, and the life, he's the truth, there is an objective truth. And frankly, there is an objective truth. Now, sometimes we may not always get the objective truth, and sometimes we can only get close to the objective truth. But there is something that is true and many things that are false. And part of the problem is that a lot of people don't even try to get to the truth anymore. What they try to do is just tell you what they feel, and what they feel is their truth. That's a problem. It's a problem because it allows us to construct a reality for ourselves that is not the actual real world. People who develop their own truths these days, they go in search of people who will affirm their truths and then give them the news and information they desire that upholds their truths. And when they hear things contrary to what they already believe is true, they oftentimes will tune that person out. And so they keep going to the people over and over who kind of tell them what they want to hear, and they develop emotional attachments to those people in the media. I try never to name call out, and you know, this is the thing I get from a lot of people. Give us the names. You're saying people are doing this. Give us the names. I don't like to do that because, one, I want to tell you what's going on, but I don't like to pick particular personal fights with people. Concurrently, I also think that if you have a relationship with someone where you rely on that person to give you news and information, my preference is I'm going to tell you what I think and give you the trend lines of what people are doing. And if you can see it in that person, well, then I don't need to name check the person for you and risk you getting defensive on that person. I'm saying, oh, you don't understand. You don't listen. I know you're not a fan, blah, 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 blah. I'll just tell you, here's what's happening. Here's the pattern. Here's what you're hearing. Now, do you hear it from these people? Candace Owens is someone I will name check here and give, you know, she started out as a progressive on the left. She turned on Black Lives Matter. She developed this following she started sounding conservative. She wasn't a Christian. She was an atheist. Then suddenly she's a Christian. And now suddenly she's gone full anti-Semite. She's out of the Daily Caller. And she's now on an apology tour apologizing to Muslims for Islamophobia after 9/11 in this country. She's just going full circle back to the left. The question is, are you along for the ride or are you standing firm on what you know to be true? Are you going to let her new truth shape you or are you going to be shaped by the truth and move away from her? All of this gets me to Tucker Carlson, who I know not well, but I know I've always liked. And I have been always very sympathetic to Tucker Carlson's shift in views. Tucker Carlson worked at the Weekly Standard, and he was a big defender of the Iraq War. I personally think that George Bush made the right call to take out Saddam Hussein. However, that's my opinion. The fact is that the justifications for war in Iraq appear to be a lie. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Tucker Carlson was a big defender of the weapons of mass destruction claim and the other justifications for getting into that war, and it looks like he was lied to. I cannot blame Tucker Carlson for deciding, you know what, I can't trust the government. Can't blame him for that at all. I can't blame him shifting towards distrust of government and distrust of intervention after he was a big interventionist, realized he was lied to, and got to conclude, what else are they lying to me about? Can't blame him at all. But that shift in his views is turning into a real shift in worldviews that is headed towards dark places. He went to Russia and did the propaganda campaign for the Russians, that everything in Russia is better than everything here. He said Moscow is better than any American city. Y'all, if you step outside the Kremlin in Moscow, it is a third world hellhole that makes New Orleans look like Disney World. You go a little past the Kremlin into the heart of Moscow, the criminal underbelly there, the violence, the gangs, it makes New Orleans look like Disney World. But according to Tucker, it's better than any American city. It's grocery stores better than any American grocery stores. Look at all the fresh bread, he says as he sticks his nose in. And have you seen the shopping carts where you put in a ruble and you get back the ruble when you return your shopping cart? Just like Aldi, and he doesn't even know Aldi exists apparently. And he shows us the grand subway station in Moscow. You know how that grand subway station was built? It was built with forced labor of kidnapped British engineers, and it was used to show the West that the Soviet communist system was better. It was all a PR stunt by Soviet communists who used kidnapped British engineers to build it. And here comes Tucker Carlson using the same subway station the Soviets built as a bit of propaganda to do propaganda about Russia. Now you can say, and some people said, in fact, we had people call my program and people email me and say, well, he was in Russia. If he said anything critical, Vladimir Putin would kill him. Except he left Russia and then essentially justified Vladimir Putin's violence by saying, well, everybody does it. Every leader kills people. Everybody does it. And then he came home and continued to double down. That's not a staff fault at that point. That's a Tucker Carlson shift in worldview that's not really aligned with anything conservative should uphold. Some of you, I can tell, are even now trying to make excuses for it, the yes buts of the world, except yes, but Tucker is now interviewing a priest in Palestinian-controlled Bethlehem. Video came out yesterday. He interviewed this Palestinian priest, a Palestinian priest who cheered Hamas's attack on October 7th. On October 8th, the priest that Tucker Carlson interviewed came out and said that essentially he was, quote, this is his quote, shocked by the strength of the Palestinian man who defied his siege. Munther Isaac is his name. He doesn't believe Israel should exist. He's opposed to President Trump's Abraham Accords because in helping Israel and its surrounding neighbors bring peace, he thinks it distracts from the plight of the Palestinians. He claims Israel shot two civilians in a church, claimed this Tucker Carlson. You know, the IDF takes credit and blame for a lot of things. The IDF is willing to say we screwed it up, like the killing of the Gaza workers, among others. But the IDF to this day insists, nope, we never did the thing that he's accusing us of. Tucker Carlson used that Palestinian Authority priest, claiming it's a Bethlehem priest, to tell us how badly Israel treats Christians. You know, there are a lot of Christians you could call in Israel who live in Israel. They would prefer to live in Israel than Palestinian-controlled territory, where in the Bethlehem area, The Palestinian Authority has chased out as many Christians as possible and have turned deeply anti-Semitic. In fact, Jews are no longer safe in Bethlehem. But he left all that stuff out because he wanted you to believe and its viewers to believe, his listeners to believe, that Israel is so hateful of Christians that Christians should not stand with Israel. In fact, at the end of it, what Tucker Carlson said that turned my stomach on this was, quote, if you wake up in the morning and decide your Christian faith requires you to support a foreign government blowing up churches and killing Christians, I think you've lost the thread. You know who's actually blowing up churches and killing Christians? Hamas. On October 7, 2023, Hamas went into Israel, raped women in multiple cases so brutally they broke their pelvises while raping them before putting bullets in the back of their heads. They beheaded babies. In at least one case, there are eyewitnesses to it, put a baby in an oven and turned on the oven. Killed over 1,200 Israeli citizens, took back with them over 100 hostages, including a bunch of American citizens. And Carlson condemns Israel and tries to twist the truth to turn you against Israel on the claim that Israel harms the church. I know plenty of people who have taken church trips to Israel and coordinated with churches on the ground in Israel. All those churches are in Israel and they can't survive, can't exist in Palestinian-controlled territory. So he staked out a pro-Russia position on Ukraine and led a lot of you to turn against helping Ukraine. He staked out a pro-Putin position while in Russia. And now he staked out a pro-Hamas position in Israel. At some point, it becomes a pattern. And you can't blame the staff. Maybe he's got researchers who did this. At some point, it's on him. He owns it at the end of the day. And the recurring pattern is he's staking out stridently hostile positions towards American allies and stridently pro positions towards American enemies. I understand Tucker felt betrayed by the American government after what happened with the Iraq war, but this complete change in worldview is antithetical to the conservative movement and what the conservative movement has stood for. And there are a lot of people who put their trust in him, and now he is manipulating those people to change their minds, to turn their back on Israel, to turn their back on what's right, and aligning them with the anti-Semites on college campuses chanting death to the Jews. I take very seriously my obligation to you to tell you the truth and to not manipulate you, to give you the... That's why I do my daily show notes. At noon every day, we send out my show notes. I give you all the links of everything I'm going to talk about so that you can read it for yourself and you can completely disagree with me. You can think I misread something. And on more than one occasion, I have misread it. I had to get back on later in the show or the next day and say, hey, folks, I screwed up yesterday. Here's where I made a mistake. I may be the only person in the media who comes out regularly and says, hey, I made a mistake. Here's what's actually right. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. This is right. I'm really concerned with the grifters and the charlatans on the right who are manipulating people in a post-truth era, in a postmodern era where you're in search of the truth and you go find people you trust and they use that trust to twist your brain, or at least to try. It's not a coincidence that Turning Point USA came out after this interview with Tucker and praised him and said, he knows what time it is. Turning Point USA, led by Charlie Kirk, has hired a bunch of anti-Semites, and it took a lot of public pressure to get them to sever ties with some of them. They've maintained ties with others. Some of them are white nationalists that they've put on their payroll. You got anti-Semites and white nationalists on the payroll at TPUSA. They're praising Tucker Carlson. It is a worthless group of grifters, charlatans, and frauds, as far as I'm concerned. And I think if the conservative movement is unwilling to clean up its house, not only will the voters clean it up, but the conservative movement will cease to be relevant. And many of these people don't like conservatism anyway, and they've started calling themselves national conservatives or populists. They've rebranded themselves as much as liberals rebrand themselves progressives. Friends, I don't want to tell you who to listen to and not listen to. I don't think that's my job. My job is to tell you the truth as close as I can get it. But I do want to raise an alarm bell for you that there are some people who I think are trying to manipulate you, who have shifted their worldview and want you to believe that their worldview hasn't shifted so that you'll shift with them and never even realize it, like the frog in the pot of water gradually getting up to boil. I would be very careful when you see anyone shift so dramatically to trotting out a priest to peddle pro-Hamas talking points to try to get you to change your mind on Israel. That is left-wing propaganda. So Hamas has rejected a ceasefire. Everybody's been calling for Israel to go into a ceasefire with Hamas. Israel said they would do a ceasefire with Hamas in exchange for release of 40 of the Israeli hostages. They're still holding a significant number of hostages. Israel says, just give us 40 of the hostages and we'll do a ceasefire. Hamas now says it does not have 40 living hostages. I mean, they've been dead the whole time, probably. But where's the outrage? Notice there's no outrage. Notice Tucker Carlson's not upset at Hamas for killing these Israeli hostages who they've been using to try to get a ceasefire. Now, only because Israel made a contingent, bring us 40 living hostages. They're like, we don't have 40 living hostages. They've killed them or let them die, let them starve to death, something. Notice there's no outrage. Everybody wants Israel to take action. Nobody wants Hamas to do anything. Notice that. I need you to notice that. I need you to notice how everyone wants Israel to stop fighting Hamas. But no one really cares what Hamas does. This is part of postmodernism, critical theory, that Hamas has no agency because they're viewed as the oppressed. You know who's oppressed? Those hostages Hamas killed. They were the oppressed ones. And it is sickening that the president of the United States would sell out Israel on behalf of Hamas because Hamas supporters in the United States said they wouldn't vote for him if he didn't do otherwise. Absolutely sickening. You know, sometimes you got sickening smells in your house when Joe Biden walks through the sulfurous odor of the progressive marching through your house. You can use the Eden Pure Thunderstorm to get rid of the satanic smells. Kidding, sort of. No, you got sulfurous smells. You got dead animals. Dead animal smells. It works on wiping out dead animal smells. That's one they don't tell you in the marketing brochure, but you know that smell. It actually, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm can wipe out that. Pet odors, litter box odors, smoke odors, you name it, it'll wipe them out. Not only that, it gets rid of the pollen, it gets rid of the dust, it gets rid of the mold floating in the air. With electrostatic plates, you can just wipe out it. It's a great setup. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm, all you got to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in my discount code, EricBogo, E-R-I-C-K-B-O-G-O. You can buy one, get one free. You buy two, you get two free. You buy three, you get three free. That's how it works, the Eric Bogo deal. It's the buy one, get one free at EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is EricBogo, and they work. You can get them upstairs, downstairs, basement, your RV, your travel bag, wherever you need them. I keep one in my travel bag wherever I travel. If you've ever been in a rental car or a hotel room with someone smoked it beforehand, wipe out those odors, plug it in the wall, plug it in with a USB cord. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code EricBogo.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Greetings. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. Yes, I got the par 3 Tournament of the Masters on in the background. I'm looking right at it. I can't wait to be there. Okay, I'm still like having to figure out how to juggle my show and be at the Masters. It'll be worth it. It'll be fun. And my gosh, the course looks beautiful. Okay, to the phones we go. 877-973-7425. Anthony, you're going to be up next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. Hey, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Eric, I got three things, so don't cut me off. It's going to be real easy. Eric, first, the government tells us that we have to abide by the law. Am I correct? By the law of the land. Am I right? So how is it that the government can break the law by allowing illegal aliens, which they don't want to call, to bring them in this country illegally and set them up for living, give them health care and everything else, all the essentials that they feel that they need, but they're illegal. I don't know how they get away with that. Number two, I heard you yesterday said that you didn't vote for Donald Trump 2016. I did not either. I'm a conservative also. I didn't vote for him in 2016. I don't want him as president today. Here comes my third one. Hold your seat. Why don't you and Sean Hannity step up and run this country? You guys got all the answers?
All right,
you guys
man.
Got
so
all the answers?
All right. I want you to know that I ran and got elected to office once in my life, and my wife keeps a bag of Quikrete in our garage and swears if I ever attempt to run again, I'm going under the rose bushes in the backyard with that Quikrete on top of me. You may be joining me now, Anthony.
Well, okay, man. I'm not trying to put you under there, man, but.
Look, it'd be too late anyway. The choices are going to be Biden, Trump, or – and look, I'm dealing with right now. There are people I know who are just like, you know what, I'm done with it. I can't go – I need to send a signal that they both suck, so I'm not going to vote, and that'll be my signal. And I'm sympathetic to people, but my own view is it's going to be Biden or Trump. Policies matter. And yeah, it sucks that we got to go through it, but policies actually matter more than the people. And
one last thing.
Go ahead.
You mentioned about Medicare. I just signed up last year for Medicare in March, and it has been a total nightmare.
Oh, I bet.
I just got it reduced. I was paying almost $1,150 a month for Medicare because of a glitch that they created. They said I made X amount of dollars in 2022, and I didn't. I paid my taxes, and I went from paying $350-something a month to $1,150 a month is what I was paying.
Gosh.
$1,100. And you can't talk to these people. Everybody knows, everybody has their ideal. I'm talking about everybody, like Social Security, IRS. You just can't talk to these people. And they say, well, you do this, you do that, you do this. And, man, it is a nightmare.
I bet so. It's so frustrating having to deal with the government every aspect. Anthony, look, I appreciate it. You're going to get me into trouble here. But let me just say on a couple of your points here on the illegal aliens. By the way, somebody pointed out to me that as recently as like 2010, 2011, the major news outlets in this country were still using the phrase illegal alien. Isn't it funny how a concerted PR effort by progressives can get the media to change their words because progressives didn't like the term because it worked against them with people. Majority of Americans still use the term illegal aliens, but not the media. They consider it racist to use. It's not. It's actually the legal term. There are groups outside, particularly progressive groups, but some Christian groups and others, who have taken care of illegal aliens when they come to the country. Now, there are some who incentivize them coming here, and we should stamp that out. But the reason the government doesn't go after those who help, who give supposed, I guess you could call it comfort and aid to those who are here, is because the government would do it otherwise. So they're not going to punish the private ones for doing what the government itself would otherwise do. The whole thing is a problem. We gotta clean the whole situation up. But of course, the government's not going. Joe Biden certainly is not going to clean anything up on this because progressives don't want him to clean anything up. It's so frustrating. Which reminds me, Biden today, and I'll get to this after I get to Williams' call. Biden is now exploring options, he says, to try to do something without Congress on immigration. I bet he is. William in Jacksonville, Florida on WOKV, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I was getting the information that December 2022, a federal court ruled that Biden administration must reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. Former Border Patrol directors have said that would knock it down about 70% if he did that. I don't know why he didn't, but I am hoping that somebody gets a hold of that ruling, because it's got to have the rationale as to why they determined they must.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me step back. I need to walk this back a little bit, because I got to explain the parameters for you. So okay. When Trump was president, if you'll recall, he tried to do a DACA reversal, and he also tried to put a citizenship question on the census. And both of these cases went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled, John Roberts wrote both decisions and said, essentially, you are legally allowed as president to do exactly what you've just done, but you are bound by rules and procedures in order to do what you've done. And because you ignored the rules and procedures, you can't do what you want to do. If you go back and follow the rules to get there, then you can do exactly what you want to do, but you got to follow the process. That's what happened with the DACA case, and that's what happened with the citizenship case. The Supreme Court ruled you have the power to do what you want to do, but there's a process you have to follow, and you didn't follow it. Therefore, you can't do this. Go follow the process. You can do what you want to do. So, yes, the Biden administration reversed Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. And I think it was the Fifth Circuit ruled, citing these other cases, that you, Mr. President, have the power to get rid of Donald Trump's policies. But you have to follow the process in the same way he followed the process. And you took a shortcut just as he took a shortcut, and you can't take a shortcut. So the Biden administration had to reimplement the Remain in Mexico policy. But then what they did is they followed the process and they gutted the Remain in Mexico process. That's what happened legally.
Okay.
Yep.
But wouldn't the RNC benefit for having that ruling and talking to why they did that?
Oh, they absolutely should. And frankly, it's kind of rank political malpractice on the part of the Republicans that they haven't played this up. But by and large, the White House has gutted the Remain in Mexico policy. And there's not a whole lot any of us can do with it unless we get somebody elected who will reverse the situation. It's just it's remarkable. However, that gets me exactly, William, to where I was going to go. There's a story in Axios today. The president of the United States has said that he is looking at finding a way to deal with the border. In an interview with Spanish language broadcaster Univision that aired Tuesday to send a massive signal, he plans to issue an executive order to dramatically limit the number of asylum seekers who can cross the southern border. The executive order is likely at the end of April. We're told there's fierce debate internally about the legality and politics of the Trump-like lockdown, but Biden, briefed on polls of rising voter anger, wants a dramatic step. The provision Biden is eyeing would restrict the ability of immigrants to claim asylum and does not require congressional approval. He would use authority in Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives the president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to U.S. national interests. President Trump leaned on this section repeatedly to secure the border. In fact, this is the provision that the Republicans have been saying for months Biden could use to secure the border. And Biden the whole time has been saying, no, I can't. Never mind that Trump was able to use it legally and the courts let him use it. Biden said, I don't actually have the power to do this. Now suddenly he's decided he has the power. But why? Because of the polling. Everything Biden is doing is not about leadership. It's about the polling. And if the polling tells Biden, the public is upset one way or the other, then Biden changes. And he's more likely to change if it's members of the Democratic coalition who are upset with him. He's more likely to change if it's progressive activists who are telling him to change. Now, we got to switch gears here because there's some breaking news coming across the wire right now. Jennifer Jacobs is the senior White House reporter for Bloomberg News. The United States sees missile strikes on Israel by Iran and proxies as imminent. U.S. and allies believe major missile and drone strikes by Iran and its proxies against military and government targets in Israel is imminent. Civilian facilities are not expected to be targeted, sources are telling reporters. Attacks may not necessarily come from Israel's north. This is a situation happening right now, expecting imminent attacks on Israel by the nation of Iran, which would be a dramatic escalation. Earlier this week, or actually I think it was last week, Iran bombed an Iranian embassy facility inside Lebanon where members of Hamas and Iranian agents were coordinating attacks on Israel. So this is Iran's response to the Israeli attack on Iran, but it absolutely escalates the situation and further destabilizes the situation. It's also going to put the Biden administration into an interesting situation. Do you condemn Iran and take action to start blocking Iranian oil sales? Or do you continue to give lip service to it while also continuing to ignore what they're doing and continue to bash Israel? This is part of the big issue here. Biden has been trying to play both sides of it. You know, I'm not a massive I'm not a massive conspiracy theorist when it comes to the military-industrial complex. But it is remarkable how Biden's policies are just to keep these wars going, not pick a side. Tell both sides you're doing bad. Here's some more money. Keep fighting. It really is remarkable to watch how the Biden administration is playing this. They're trying to play both sides without staking out a bright position. Now, the conspiracy theorists will tell you it's to keep the military-industrial complex alive and thriving. That's not actually it, considering very few of these people are benefiting from our military-industrial complex. They're benefiting from Iran and China's. What's actually going on here is the Biden administration is trying to play both sides so that they don't lose either side with an election coming up. The Biden administration is making every single decision based on polling and every single decision based on cobbling together a coalition of people to beat Donald Trump. And in the process of doing, he's not leading, he's being led by public opinion. And by being led by public opinion in that capacity, he's running our country off the rails and also enabling World War III to start. We're not in a good situation with Joe Biden's leadership. And that, again, is why I understand so many people are taking the view that I'm just sitting it out. I don't want a part of it. My stewardship of my vote is to sit on the sidelines so that everyone knows that I'm unhappy with quality of candidates. And I understand that. But I also understand a lot of people are probably going to, by November, move to the conclusion of, you know what, I can't sit it out because as much as I don't like these two guys, these policy positions matter, and Joe Biden is being led by polls of progressives to undermine American foreign policy, and as much as I don't like the situation, I got to go vote to stop that. I think we're going to see a lot of people head in that direction. They'll have some intellectual firepower from Hillsdale College and Imprimis, which is a great, great conservative publication, and it is completely free to you to subscribe to. Imprimis is available at ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. It's a publication of Hillsdale College, and they give it away completely for free as part of their education mission. Imprimis shows you some of the great writings and speeches, transcripts of speeches from thought leaders of the conservative movement who go to Hillsdale, Heather McDonald, Chris Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Dr. Larry Arn, so many more. You can get it at ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. It is a great, great publication. It is completely free. It is available to you at Eric, E-R-I-C-K, for Hillsdale.com. Welcome back. It is Eric Erickson here. Let's go to the phones here. I don't want to butcher your name. Is it Jemiah?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Yeah. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great.
Okay, so I was listening to you as I'm driving, and I was hearing everything that you were saying, and I agree. I'm a young voter, so I'm 25, and for me now, it puts me in like a weird point, because it's like voting for the best of two evils, in a sense.
No, and you're still voting for evil, whichever one you vote for.
Yeah. Somebody, it's so much going on now in politics that is, you know, you got to kind of just choose. And I agree with you with the whole Biden thing. Like, I 100% agree, but something needs to change. But when it comes to Trump, I'm not a president. I don't see what immigration looks like across all 50 states. So I can't really, you know, make that decision. But as my president, it kind of puts me in a weird spot for Trump because morally, he needs better PR. He can't just, you can't, you know, you're my president. I need to trust that you're going to get up there and at least say something concrete. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. Totally does.
Something that also makes sense. Like I said, I live in Georgia. I don't really see where immigration could affect me negatively, but I don't. All 50 states, I don't know what that looks like. It could be an issue.
I will tell you, just pause on the you live in Georgia, don't see how it could affect me. Lake and Riley, I hate to bring that up, but the student at UGA who was murdered by the illegal alien, it's a real-world impact on illegal immigration.
It does affect my state. Okay, I will say that. But me personally, that's what I'll say as a voter.
Okay, yeah,
no,
I get that.
It does not affect me. But like you said, if I'm not looking at it from abroad, you get what I mean?
Totally do. And it's so frustrating, particularly it's got to be frustrating for you as a young voter, 25, to like, my gosh, I got these two old geezers who neither of them seem to be in the right mind. And these are the people to govern my future. I feel for you. I think it sucks. And I suspect there are probably going to be a lot of people who get to November and they're like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. It's going to be a wild ride. It is. Look, I appreciate you, one. I appreciate you listening. And two, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in and for listening. And I do not envy the position, particularly younger voters or my kid. This will be her first presidential election. Oh, wow. Yes, she's not excited to vote at this point.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.